Morgan, it's Charlie Tunick coming back at you for another 60 minutes in the radio to set another glass of bottled water. And we switched to that when our goldfish started asking for Tums. Charlie Tunick. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another Consumer Line Report, Celebrity Close-Up, and Mr. Hollywood will be here. These are the Motels. Shock.
Time is gone.
In Shock, that's Martha Davis and the Motels with Charlie Tennant. This may shock you. It's being billed as the board game for the 80s, and if so, we're all in trouble. The makers of Allegiance say the object is to win by bullying and backstabbing. The good news is that so far the game is a flop. Faced with Allegiance's $30 price tag, buyers are staying true to old favorites like Monopoly. Charlie Tennant! The military system of justice was created to protect the rights of service members, to ensure fairness for all. So if you commit a minor offense, your commander may offer you the chance to have your case settled out of court. Under Article 15 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, you may have the offense disposed of by your commander. This means that he or she sits as judge and jury to hear the case and decides what the punishment will be. It's called non-judicial punishment because it's decided out of court. It's never a criminal conviction, and the record will not follow a service member out of the military and into civilian life. That's the big advantage. But if you'd prefer to have the case tried by court-martial, you can demand it. You have the right to make that choice. Consumer Line. If you want to lose weight, raw vegetables could do the trick. But be warned, they could also kill you. Medical researchers in Los Angeles report that eating lots of uncooked fruits and vegetables help in weight loss and even lowers blood pressure. But don't head for the produce department without checking with your doctor. They say an unsupervised diet can cause infection, loss of teeth, and even death. By the way, what's hot in the freezer case? You try to figure it. Frozen croissants were last year's big winners, but frozen bagels were the big losers. Beef patties gained. Salisbury steaks cooled off. Lasagna and pancakes did well. Cakes and pies fell, along with almost every frozen vegetable, except Brussels sprouts. Consumer Line.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stares a stranger. Chance he takes, odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. Their face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you will give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man. They've given you a number and taken away your.
7 music. Secret Agent here with Charlie Tuna. No secret about this. Katrina and the Waves. Que mucho que te quiero. It's Katrina and the Waves here with Charlie Tuna. Well, the best place of all to view, and we're going to get a pronunciation guide on this in just a second, Holly's comment, is going to be Alice Springs, Australia, April 11th, 1986. If you want to get a sitter, the comment will be at its closest and brightest on the darkest of nights. Charlie Tuna! When it comes time to go on leave, many service women and men think there is only one place to go, home. The fact is that each service person has a rare opportunity to see and do things that civilians back home would give anything for, but usually can never afford. When you plan your leave, look around you. Discover all the exotic places to visit, all the fascinating things to do. With low-cost government recreation areas and space-available air travel, it'll cost you a fraction of what a civilian would pay. When you're thinking about life in the service, consider the travel opportunities. It pays to stay. Charlie Tuna on the telephone right now. We were mentioning a minute ago about Halley's Comet, or, well, what is the right pronunciation? According to the astronomer's own family, Edmund Paul Halley of Stockton, California, it is Halley. Is that right, Edmund?
We call it Halley, yes.
There's been all sorts of discussion this year about people, when they were talking about the return, they said Halley's Comet. Everybody said, no, it's Halley.
Well, if you say Halley, you betray your illiteracy, because to be Halley, it would have to have an I in it or only one L.
Mm-hmm. Like Bill Halley in the Comets.
That's right.
So to speak. Well, now, Halley,
as far as the name is concerned, I'm some of the best biographies that have come out of England in recent years say that it rhymes with valley.
Valley, all right.
I understand a poll was taken by one of the media in London recently for everybody who was listed in the telephone book under H-A-L-L-E-Y, and it came out about 50-50 between Hallie and Holly.
Is that right?
As far as my family is concerned, they came to Virginia in the early 1700s. You know what that soft southern accent would do to Hallie?
Yes, I do. My father's side of the family is from Virginia.
Well, the family were Virginia and Kentucky. And another evidence in favor of the name is that, of the Holly pronunciation, is that in the first census taken in this country, several different people took census, and then it was all compiled. And the name is spelled H-A-L-L-E-Y and H-O-L-L-E-Y and H-O-L-L-Y. And turns out, if you look at the first name and the location, the number of slaves owned, and the number of free people in the household, it's the same individual. So they must have been calling it Holly then there.
Holly. All right, well, we can look for the comet then and deck our halls with vows of Holly at this
Holly.
Point.
Holly. Holly. Same A as in father.
Come on. down to the Sunset Grill. Watch the working girls go by. Watch the basket people walk around and mumble. Gaze out at the auburn sky. Maybe we'll leave come springtime. Meanwhile, have another beer. What would we do without all these jerks?
At the Sunset Grill with Charlie Tuna. Well, speaking of the grill, a Purdue University scientist has proved it. It's cheaper to eat out than cook at home, at least when comparing the price of a chicken dinner with home labor versus Kentucky Fried Chicken. A home-prepared meal costs $6.98 compared to the Colonel's $3.46. Oh, and since we're talking about goodies,
cookies.
In this year's Girl Scout cookie selling season, less than 2 months, the record was set by 13-year-old Elizabeth Brinton of Falls Church, Virginia. Liz sold 11,200 boxes to add to the 36,000 she's already sold since age six. That's the way the cookies crumble, at least in her case.
Charlie Tuna!
Oh, this is Alfred Hotchkiss speaking. Is it possible you're committing mental suicide? It is only through education that you can get anywhere in this world. Don't be guilty of the crime of ignorance. You'll never get away with it.
Visit your Ed Center today. This is National Education Week.